Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, it's fairly confusing Thursday. It's the 25th day of January, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. And let's see, where am I? Okay, this is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 39 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 44 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 28 tonight. And it's basically the same weather as yesterday, only it's happening today. We'll get showers. I mean, it's cloudy out there. I mean, we've gotten a ton of moisture, and there's a ton of snow in the mountains, and maybe flooding. I mean, take all the fucking dams out, and let's see what happens. Hard to tell. Anyway, we'll be right back, and then we'll go to the Ministry of Lies, controlled opposition sites.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Take your brain, time to go. Remember me, cause I'm the one that you see. Remember me.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. First off, we have here Texas Governor Greg Abbott's statement on Texas constitutional right to self-defense. And I'm going to have to make this big because I cannot see it, even with glasses on. But I think I can if I put it over here like this. Bring the microphone way over here like this. Okay, this is what he says. The federal government has broken the compact between the United States and the states. The executive branch of the United States has constitutional duty to enforce federal laws protecting states, including immigration laws, on the books right now. President Biden has refused to enforce those laws and has even violated them. The result in that he has smashed records for illegal immigration, despite having been put on notice in a series of letters, one of which I delivered to him by my own hand. President Biden has ignored Texas's demand that he perform his constitutional duties. President Biden had, I think, news for you, he's a fucking corporation, and he has no constitutional duties. This is all horseshit. And Greg Abbott, you're not a fucking governor. You are a goddamn CEO of a corporate fucking nation, and this is a fucking game. And this is to change the fact that, goddamn, what's going on here is foreign nationals are coming in and taking what belongs to fucking American individual free sovereign nationals without due process of the fucking law. And these motherfuckers are aiding the invasion. Why isn't, if this meant anything other than corporate policy, why isn't the fucker in jail? Why hasn't he been charged with fucking treason and sedition, huh? President Biden has violated his oath to faithfully execute immigration laws enacted by Congress instead of prosecuting immigrants for the federal crime of illegal entry. President Biden has sent his lawyers into federal courts to use Texas for taking action, to sue Texas for taking action to secure the border. This is tiny. President Biden has instructed his agencies to ignore federal statutes that mandate the detention of illegal immigrants. The effect is to illegally allow parole into the United States by wasting taxpayer dollars to tear open Texas's border security infrastructure. President Biden has enticed illegal immigrants away from the 28 legal entry points along the state southern border, bridges where nobody drowns, and into the dangerous waters of the Rio Grande. And somebody tapping on something? Stop it. I'll find out who you are, I guess. We'll stop the fucking show for you. Thank you. I gotta go over and look, people, see who the fuck's on it. I'm throwing our ass off. Ain't Hubert. Hubert wouldn't do that.
Not this time, Henry.
Not you, huh?
No.
Somebody's not fucking showing up here. I wonder how come. What are you, a fucking government agent fucking with my goddamn broadcast, you son of a bitch? You better get the fuck off my goddamn broadcast, you cocksucker. I will have my fucking goddamn, my hunters hunt your fucking ass down. I'll find out who the fuck you are. And you won't like what it comes afterwards. All right, last one. The failure of the Biden administration to fulfill the duties imposed by Article 4, Section 4, has triggered Article 1, 10 clause 10, Section 10, Clause 3, which reserves to the state, to this state, the right of self-defense. For these reasons, I have already declared an invasion under Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, to invoke Texas constitutional authority to defend and protect itself. The authority is the supreme law of the land. No, it ain't, motherfucker. supersedes any federal statutes to the contrary. The Texas National Guard, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and other Texas corporations, personals are acting on this authority as well as the state law to secure the Texas border. End of story. Damn, that was tough. All right, let me get back to where I was now. Okay. At any rate, what you're talking about here, see, this is changing. They know, so they're going to have to do something. They have to fucking act like they're doing something. The bottom line, the crime here is against the fucking people, not the fucking state. The fucking state is a piece of fucking paper. The crime here is having what belongs to the American nationals, what belongs to the people in Texas, is being taken from them. It's their individual fucking property, and it's being taken without the goddamn due process of the fucking law. And that's a goddamn fact. And that's the whole crime of it that's been committed since fucking 1870, well, since goddamn Abraham Springsteen fucking enacted fucking martial law. This is the crime. No due process of law. No court order. Remember fucking people used to fucking, at least they knew enough to say, show me the court order. If you're trying to get me to do something, show me the court order. And they would go into the Admiralty Court and they'd pay $1 zillion for a fucking lawyer who was going to fuck them anyway. But they at least had the sense to ask for a fucking goddamn lawful order. And that wasn't even a lawful order. And the fact that Biden is fucking, man, he's telling you right there, he's aiding an invasion. Why isn't that son of a bitch under arrest if you have some kind of law that's going to protect you there, buddy? I don't think so. State Department refuses to condemn Israel shooting group of Palestinians waving white flag. Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. The State Department on Wednesday refused to condemn the shooting of unarmed Palestinian men waving a white flag in the southern Gaza city of, looks like, Khan Yunis, a scene that was captured on video, and you can go look at the video. It has a link to it. I think it may be in the story, too. I'll see here. The footage shows an interview with a group of Palestinian men who had their heads raised and said they were trying to locate and rescue their family members. The cameraman, hands raised, I'm sorry. The cameraman then went across the street, and the video shows the men walking down the street with their hands still raised and one holding a white flag. Another link to the video. The man came under fire and one was killed. And one was killed. Okay, the men came under fire, I guess it should be. The Palestinian videographer who was at the scene told NBC News that the fire came from nearby Israeli tanks. NBC reported that it viewed and verified nine videos of the incident and said the killing took place in an area Israel designated as a safe zone. It's called fucking genocide, boys. A reporter for the ITV confronted State Department spokesman Vedant Patel about the killing and asked if he would consider it a potential war crime. Patel said he needed more context. No, you see, there is no, you have to be, before you can have violations of the law, there's got to be law. And there is no fucking law. These Jews, have cluster bombs, a fucking invasion, attacking across their fucking borders regularly, different countries, just Syria, fucking Lebanon, name it. These motherfuckers are lawless. They're fucking criminals. They're fucking genocidists. I've seen that footage, but I'm not going to comment. No, I bet you don't want to. Yeah, I saw him shoot him down like a goddamn dog. I watched the video. I saw him shoot him down like a dog. How dare them kill 24 of their fucking soldiers while they're killing probably 50 fucking thousand or more fucking Palestinians, little kids blowing their fucking arms off. How dare you? We got the right to blow your fucking little children's arms off. We got the right to kill your fucking pregnant women. How dare you? The specifics around that given, I'm not aware of the full circumstances on the ground, Patel said. He continued saying Israel's onslaught in Gaza is not an onslaught. Oh, there's a good name. See how even these sites, these alternate fucking goddamn controlled opposition, it's not an onslaught, motherfucker. It's called genocide. Israel's genocide. Israel's genocide in Gaza. It's not an American operation. Yes, it fucking is. But the U.S. has provided unconditional military aid, intelligence support. Oh, but it's not our operation. And political cover for the slaughter, the genocidal slaughter, which has killed over, now they're saying, see, remember yesterday I was talking about that 24,000 thing? They upped it 1,000. I'm saying fucking 50,000 or more Palestinians, fucking murdered, little kids, old people, young people. It don't fucking matter. Shoot them down like fucking dogs in the street. That's what these fucking pricks do. They're fucking animals. You're the fucking animals. You're the fucking goy. Asked if he would support an investigation into the killing, Patel said it was up to the Israeli military. That is for the IDF to undertake and determine based on the circumstances of the situation, he said. Oh, you mean they investigate themselves? I bet they can't find nothing wrong with fucking committing genocide, can they? Patel was also asked about the Israeli tank shelling of a UN shelter in Khan Yunis, which occurred on Wednesday. He claimed the U.S. Deplores the attack, but refused to say if the U.S. would discuss it with Israel. Oh, the masters? They try to act like Israel's our fucking proxy. We're fucking Israel's fucking lapdog, a fucking Rottweiler, and attacking the fucking little blind girl in the corner. I'm not going to read out every single conversation that we have with the Israelis. Well, motherfucker, you know what? You work for me. If you don't work for me, but you're a fucking, if you did work for me, if the fucking Constitution was real, which it ain't, never fucking was, this all belongs to us. It belongs to we, the people. You're the motherfuckers who can't be trusted. That's why when I hear people, well, I say there's no Constitution. I mean it. By God, there is none. We never gave no fucking authority to any fucking son of a bitch over us. None to the goddamn federal fucking government, what they called themselves. In the first fucking goddamn Constitution, they wrote for them. And it was never ratified by we, the people. We never assented to the fucking God, any authority from them son of a bitches. But here we fucking sit because we do have the authority. We own the authority. We granted total authority to ourselves. But goddamn, you got to have the balls to fucking do it. With the Israelis, he said, well, yeah, I'm not going to read out every. Yeah, you do what I fucking tell you. If this was truly a government of, for, and by the people, and we had fucking ratified this, it wouldn't contain the Commerce Clause. It wouldn't contain the General Welfare Clause, which is all open subject matter. It's in those two clauses they've used to fucking try to say they've taken all our land. They've taken all our fucking rights. They changed the Constitution into a straight-up charter in 1871 and 1875. That this is a corporation and they own everything in this corporate, the United States is a part of their corporate property, including you and me. We don't even own ourselves, including these cocksuckers. It is time to take the fucking corporations out. It is time to take the fucking monarchies out. It is time to wipe every fucking goddamn, Freemason fucking lodge off this goddamn planet. That's the only way we're ever going to have our privacy. That's the only way we're going to have our goddamn liberty and our freedom. That's the only fucking way it can be done. And we have the goddamn authority and the power to do it. We just won't exercise it. Why? I do not know. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak refuses to acknowledge that Israel shooting an unarmed Palestinian man walking under a flag, a white flag, constitutes a war crime. And it's just, it's a video and I watched it and it's the same shit. Oh, well, yeah, they didn't shoot that. Well, we don't know yet. Yeah, you did. I fucking watched the video. I watched you gun the motherfucker down and it showed their hands up. They were just like in this fucking country. I mean, we keep looking at goddamn Palestine. They're doing the same thing here. They are fucking goddamn, they're committing genocide on the fucking world, actually, from this fucking place. They are killing our fucking people. They're killing our fucking loved ones. And we've watched them kill people to get out of their car with their hands up. Bitch walks up and shoots him right in the fucking back. I want it to happen. I know it fucking happened. And that's a fucking war crime. And those goddamn, what they're calling fucking police, have no jurisdictional authority in this United States of America. They are forbidden. The government, I mean, the wannabe fucking government, these cocksuckers who... These corporate motherfuckers, they want to have a corporate fucking state where they have corporate fucking enforcers to enforce their corporate fucking will upon each individual free sovereign national. Well, motherfucker, you're going to fight us and we're going to kick your fucking ass. U.S. bombs Yemen for ninth time. Houthis attack U.S. commercial ship. Okay. U.S. Central, this is by Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. U.S. Central Command said it launched more missile strikes against the Houthis in Yemen early Wednesday morning, marking the ninth time the U.S. bombed Yemen since January 12th. Onward. Sitcom claimed the strikes targeted two Houthi anti-ship missiles that were aimed into the southern Red Sea and were prepared to launch. And the U.S. forces identified the missiles in control areas of Yemen and determined that they presented an imminent threat. Well, fuck, man, if you determine it, man, that's law. Whatever you fucking goddamn elites fucking in your goddamn, your standing fucking unlawful army determine, I guess you kill. You kill when you want. I mean, why we're sitting here, you know, we talk about the fucking genocide going on in fucking Palestine. What about fucking Iraq? did not old Georgie Bush and fucking Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld, did they not do the very same fucking thing? I remember after shock and awe, bombing the city, busting. I remember the fucking day thereafter, and there was I was watching a fucking TV clip, and they're stacking little children in the back of a fucking truck like cordwood. They killed so many fucking they've killed more children than the fucking goddamn fucking Israelis have in Palestine thus far. I guarantee you they did. But that was all right. I mean, you set the fucking standard to where there is no fucking standard. We'll fight by those rules, but we're both going to live and die by those goddamn rules. There'll be no fucking quarter, motherfucker. There'll be no prisoners. You, every one of you motherfuckers will die. The new U.S. bombing campaign has done nothing to deter the Houthis and has only escalated the situation in the region. Later on Wednesday, the Houthis launched an attack on an American-owned commercial. Oh, money! Oh, you go fucking attacking the guy. Oh, you fuck with the money, man. Hey, we'll drop an atomic bomb on your ass. Because the fucking goddamn mammon, man, it stands above all. You mean killing little kids, blowing their fucking arms off. You know, what do you do? Big deal. But, man, you went fucking, you hit a commercial vessel in this commercial fucking goddamn international corporate mafia world? Really? Sitcom said the Houthis fired 3 anti-ship ballistic missiles from Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen toward the U.S.-flagged, owned, and U.S.-flagged, too. What the fuck are you doing over there? Reed? They don't want you. U.S.-flagged, owned, and operated container ship, WV Maersk. What were you bringing? More shit to kill the fucking little children with? Maersk Detroit transisting the Gulf of Aden, the command said one missile landed in the water and the other two were intercepted by U.S. Navy warships. That's what we're there for, to protect the fucking goddamn genocide. But we're not involved in it, guys. I mean, we're fucking anybody that tries to stop it, we'll kill them. But we're not involved in it. We're providing every fucking the munitions and the fucking to fucking do it. We're fucking blocking anything that could be done about it on an international scale. But we don't got nothing to do with it. I mean, I tell you guys right now, I'm going to do it. Fuck it. I condemn it. Later in the day, the Houthis said their forces engaged in a two-hour battle with several U.S. warships. Houthi military spokesman Yahya Seri claimed the confrontation resulted in a Houthis missile directly hitting an American warship, but so far the U.S. has not confirmed the account. Like, they don't know. You know, I'm sure they don't know if it got hit or not. The Houthis, I mean, it could have been an Israeli fucking, I mean, remember the fucking Liberty. The Houthis began targeting American commercial shipping after President Biden started bombing the Yemen group. Oh, you mean you started a fucking fight and they started to fight back? How dare those fucking go kill every kid they got, blow their fucking arms off. I mean, let's commit genocide on them son of a bitches. What do you say, guys? Which governs an area of Yemen where 70-80% of Yemenis live. The Houthis, officially known as Ansar Allah, have vowed not to back down and have repeatedly stated the only way they will stop targeting Israeli-linked commercial vessels is if genocide in Gaza ends. I mean, why are there not? Because there is no goddamn international law. You got that? None for them, none for us. Whatever we fucking do, whoop-de-doo. I mean, fucking law, it does not apply unless it applies equally. And there is no fucking law to govern these goddamn Jews. They built the fucking nuclear fucking program in violation of fucking their so-called international law. They've used cluster bombs on children in violation of their so-called law.
In a big fucking hurry to get all down the road, bitch.
I can hear somebody. I had an open mic there. Thanks. They had their phone on conference. President Biden has previously acknowledged the strikes against the Houthis were not working, but vowed they would continue anyway as they stop. Are they stopping the Houthis? No. Are they going to continue? Yes, Biden said last week, referring to the missile strikes. U.S. officials have said the Biden administration is planning for an open-ended war against the Houthis. But that's Israel's fucking enemy. They're shooting because the Israelis are fucking committing genocide in fucking Palestine. They're killing the fucking Palestinian people like dogs and telling them they're dogs and telling them and laughing about killing them, laughing about killing their little kids, laughing about little kids with their fucking arms missing, screaming and crying. No fucking pain medication. No, we're not letting it in. Like Israel could stop the United States from bringing fucking goddamn at least medicine to the fucking people and stopping this goddamn fucking genocide. Of course we could. U.S.-backed Saudi-led war against the Houthis killed. U.S. Saudi. What, fuck Saudi Arabia. They're just a bunch of fucking Jews, too. Led war against the Houthis killed 377,000 people from 2015 to 2022. According to the UN, more than half died due to starvation and disease caused by the brutal bombing campaign and blockade of Yemen. The new U.S. bombing campaign has already disrupted relief work in Yemen and could have grave implications for the country's aid-reliant population. I mean, this is the same thing. This is what you did in Iraq. You starved fucking people. Get ready for it, people. They're going to try to do this to us. Whether you can fucking cop to it and realize it and just say, hey, yeah, but I understand it's going to happen. I better get ready. I better go fight. We should be fighting already. They've declared war on us. They are fucking perpetrating war on us. They are killing our people. They've killed a million of our fucking people that they'll admit to. How many have they killed that they are not admitting to? Another 10, 20 million? How many have they killed across the fucking globe? Genocide. They don't care if it's little kids. They don't care. It's not like fucking two armies on the TV when he's growing up, John Wayne, and, you know, fucking selling fucking war bonds so that you fucking buy fucking the industrial war complex's fucking plan to ching-ching, fucking take all your fucking wealth that you could be enjoying, living your fucking life, going fishing, going hunting. It belongs to you. No, man, look what they're doing. Look what they're doing over here. We got to get involved in this. How do we get involved? We got to take all your fucking money. We got to take all your fucking wealth, not money. Money is not wealth. Money is goddamn debt. But we've got to take all your fucking wealth, and we have to get involved in this thing, and we really feel bad about it and shit that you're going to have to live under fucking highway underpasses with your children in the wintertime, and they're dirty and fucking they're fucking cold. But you know, fucking, this is more important. This is goddamn industry. You understand? These are the corporations. When the corporations lose $10, it's worth 10,000 of your fucking lives. You understand that? That's why these fucking corporate fucking two-bit fucking sites make me want to puke. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Move your feet to a marching drum. We'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight mare and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Shining armor, piercing ring, houses run with a polished shield. Fight the battles to the hill. Midnight man, blood red dawn. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? How many of them can we make die? Ah, how many of them can we make die?
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was Heather Alexander with March of Canberra. And fucking, it's time. I mean, it's way past fucking time. But you see, with that, you know, when we were talking about the Greg Abbott thing, they are going to do any fucking thing they can because they know this fucking war is already on. It's just getting hotter by the fucking day. They're going to do any fucking thing they can to try to preserve that the fucking King Chuck's fucking administrative admiralty, the fuck his goddamn esquires, and the same fucking goddamn corrupt fucking system. This war is about the people's fucking rights. And don't let that, like it was back in 1775 at Lexington and Concord, about the rights. If they're going to do any fucking thing they can to fucking fool the fucking stupid-ass motherfucking retards out there into thinking it's about anything else. How many of you are going to go sign up to fucking do what fucking Greg Abbott tells you to do? Because he's no fucking governor. He's the CEO of a fucking corporation incorporated by the United States Corporation. The fucking corporations are the fucking enemy. The corporations must be destroyed. The corporations and the monarchs. The monarchies have to go. If you want fucking freedom, you have to get rid of that which blocks goddamn freedom, which seeks to destroy fucking freedom, which seeks to destroy liberty. It has to fucking go. Where were we at here? But that's what I'm talking about that. I mean, oh yeah, you fucking can play around with that Constitution's open subject matter bullshit. And there are laws on the books, but they're not fucking laws. That's why the all of them, fucking goddamn Obama, Trump, Biden, they can all say, well, I just ain't going to enforce that. If the fucking, there was a constitution with the fucking separation of powers, if the fucking goddamn executive, whose responsibility it is to enforce the laws that are legislated and passed, they would be in fucking God, they would be under arrest, wouldn't they? They would be breaking the law by not enforcing it, wouldn't they? You're not going to hear that shit. These goddamn, like these, man, everybody's going to be looking at this fucking silence. Yeah, man, they really had some alternative news out there. I'll tell you what the alternative news is. They're going to fucking hijack their fucking uprising. All the years you've put into this fucking shit, pushing up from the bottom till they could not ignore the fucking what was right in front of our eyes, the fight. And this is, you're doing the same fucking thing they did last time. The fucking aristocrats are going to hijack this motherfucker. Greg Abbott is a low-down, dirty son of a bitch and treasonous motherfucker is what he is. The people should be out there stopping this fucking invasion and throwing these motherfuckers out because they can't have what belongs to us because it can't be taken without due process of the fucking law. And just like these goddamn forests, we find out the other day, 10 years ago, they sold fucking 290,000 acres of fucking forest land in Oregon. It was a secret cell. Oh, indeed. A secret fucking cell, huh? Well, that land belonged to the fucking American nationals. It's a fucking fraud because it was never taken from us through a due process of law that we are fucking guaranteed by the unalienable fucking law of the December 15, 1791. Anything over $20. They have to take every fucking one of us into fucking court. And the goddamn 1933 seizure of the gold. A blanket seizure. Well, fuck you. That shows you that your fucking law is violated. And these motherfuckers operating under corporate fucking charter and thinking that fucking you belong to them. Read that 14th Amendment, subject. I'm not a fucking subject. You can be a subject if you want. And you can fucking rally your fucking, or wave your little plastic American fucking flag for Greg Abbott if you want. But the bottom line is they just go down to fucking Arizona or they come up to California. And if they want to go into fucking Texas, they'll be fucking there. No doubt. This is just a fucking delaying tactic. This is just like a fucking try to get the people back in that left-right paradigm. So I'm a Republican. I'm a Democrat. We're against each other as well, unless it's about fucking Israel. If it's about Israel, then we all agree on that. Yeah, right. UK right-wing British activist convicted of inciting hatred for sharing anti-immigration stickers. Well, this ain't the fucking UK. Tell me I can't do something, I will fucking do it. Come to fucking stop me, I'll fucking shoot you. Senior Israeli minister says Iran is a long-time target for airstrikes. See, these fuckers, they just go in, like when in Syria, they're going across borders and they're striking. They're not calling this war. They're not declaring any wars. This is fucking conquest. How fucking dare you? What if a Canadian flew across, or a Mexican flew across our border and bombed something in our fucking country? Oh, well, they were just pissed off about something. Well, they thought you might be some kind of fucking terrorist group. So they came and took care of your fucking ass. What would be the fucking result? We destroyed the son of a bitches. But these fuckers, I mean, they did. They flew Saudis into, tons of them into fucking Syria. Tons into Lebanon. Tons into God. Now they're flying them into Iran. They want fucking, we told you this many, many years ago, what the fucking plan was. They want the whole Ottoman Empire. And we're supposed to go take it for them. We'll look at this a little bit. One of Israel's most senior ministry, oh, this is the People's Voice, by the way, salute to the fucking corporation, by Naima Harris, the People's Voice. One of Israel's most senior ministers has claimed that Iran has become a, quote, legitimate target for Israel missile strikes. Oh, they just declare it, do they? I mean, fucking the lie of the fucking United Nations. And we pay for this shit, people. I mean, and we, like the attack on goddamn, the hell was it? Libya. That wasn't a fucking goddamn declaration of war from any Congress. And of course, it's all fucking bullshit because it's a fucking corporation anyway. But I mean, we did it under UN authority. The UN don't have any authority in my country, thank you very much. They come in here and try fucking flexing any muscle, they'll get their fucking asses shot. They need to get the fuck away from us. We need to throw everybody out of here that isn't a fucking American national and fucking close our fucking borders. We do not need the rest of the world. We're not fucking China. We're not ignorant. Our people are the smartest fucking people on this planet. Anybody that wants to stay outside the United States, fucking don't come back. That'd be the fucking rule. You get everybody inside the United States, you'd have about 340 million American nationals, and we'd have so much, they'd be tearing down housing to get rid of it. That's how fucking many fucking invaders are here. There's got to be over 100 million of them, I got to tell you. Raising the prospect of an all-out war. Oh God, please, more war. Man, I'm eating too fucking good. That's what it is. I need another war. He's not going to let me read it. Son of a bitch. Barkat, Israel economy and industry minister and the leading candidate to replace Benjamin Netanyahu as leader of the ruling Likud party, told The Telegraph, Iran is a legitimate target for Israel. They will not get away with it. Get away with what? The head of the snake is Tehran. My recommendation to adopt the strategy that President Kennedy used in Cuban Missile Crisis. What he basically said was a missile from Cuba will be answered with a missile from Moscow. Well, you've been putting fucking missiles right up against fucking Russia's fucking borders for fucking years. And I bet you that fucking old Putin, he's got the same fucking goddamn attitude. Won't you fire one of the motherfuckers? Quit talking about it. If you're going to fucking do it, let's do it and get it over with. We'll see who fucking survives. Son of a bitches. He continues, and we should very, very clearly make sure the Iranians understand that they will not get away with using proxies against Israel and unbelievable. And sleep good at night. If we don't sleep good at night, he had fun. Are these kids? We believe them when they say they want to destroy Israel. If anything, what we have learned from October 7th is believe our enemies and the wickedness in their evil. Fuck you, October 7th, right? False flag bullshit. How about that? I mean, it's proven. I mean, shown. The own people that lived there said fucking a cockroach couldn't get across that border. It had to be fucking set up. But of course, no, it don't matter. It's just like COVID-19 doesn't exist, never did exist. And they have admitted it. Everybody fucking knows it, but they will continue to say, I mean, it's like, I don't know, talking to a child. Yeah. Oh, Yeah. Fuck you. Their goals, thoughts and actions. And we are not going to allow another Holocaust. Oh my God. That is so fucking laughable. Yeah, you motherfuckers, you need another one so you can get some more fucking money. Oh, not InfoWars. Reports, Barkat claimed Israel could manage a war with Hamas and Iran at the same time and actually asserted that as big as the crisis is, it's also a really big opportunity. Why would it be an opportunity to go to war for his nation? Because the government would seek Israel's expertise in fighting jihadism. Well, what you do is you get a fucking nation like the United States, a bunch of fucking Jew-ass-sucking fucking goddamn poodle-fucking bastards that'll suck your fucking ass, and you have them give you the fucking weaponry. And then, and if it gets where you're getting more and fewer of your people killed, like I said, 24 and all killed and all that fucking genocide they've committed in fucking Palestine, 24 fucking soldiers. And I think they blew up their minds because they fucked up when they were fucking setting to demolish them, probably down on some pregnant woman. We don't need your fucking advice on how to fight jihadism, motherfucker. We need our advice on how to get rid of your fucking asses. The Israeli official also suggested Palestinians in the West Bank will be prohibited from working in the country again, and that foreign migrants will be brought in to fill the void. He especially cited Indians as the most likely group of people Israel could recruit, since they'd be making up to 10 times more money than they did in India. Between Israel's saber-rattling and repeated warnings by top Western officials to prepare for war, the stage is being set for a third global conflict. So they're going to take Iran and hand it over to fucking India? Is that what you think, Jew boy? I think you motherfuckers about run out your goddamn rope. I know you've worn out your fucking welcome. The people of the world know who you are and what you fucking are. I wanted to hit one more. Let's see, what was it? Yeah. Okay, we'll get it here. Punch them up today. Oh, man. Way down here. Oh, this is the one that Gaten was talking about yesterday. UK cops allow trans women to strip search females with those who object, cited for hate. Well, of course you hate it. I wouldn't want nobody fucking strip searching me without a fucking warrant from a common law court just because they're Gestapo out on the fucking streets or East German fucking Stasi. By Jack Montgomery, the National Pulse. At least 35 out of the 47 police forces in the United Kingdom allow biologically male, but trans-identifying police officers to strip search female detainees. You do it to one of my fucking family's females, and you'll die, you son of a bitch. You will be hunted down to your door and shot. Some said they would sanction detainees who objected to being stripped. Sanction them. In first fucking place, you haven't been convicted of a goddamn thing, and you're not going to turn some fucking goddamn freak loose on a fucking woman. You think we'll allow that? Why don't you fucking try it here? Objected to being stripped by trans officer and possibly treat their objections as a crime? Really? Well, you might do that over there in fucking King Chuckland. This ain't King Chuckland. And King Chuck, when you come over, you motherfucker, we know what you've done here, you son of a bitch. And you're not, you know, you're way across the fucking ocean there, and that's a natural fucking fact. We will kick the fuck out of your fucking goddamn soldiers, and then we will come over there and we will kick the fuck out of you. We'll shove that crown up your fucking ass, and we'll put you up against the wall with the rest of your fucking goddamn nobility, and we'll blow your fucking asses away. You don't have any goddamn jurisdictional authority in this country, and what is operating here is a fucking violation of the law. It is fraud. It's espionage by a foreign fucking entity, Britain. And you Brits need to get your goddamn shit in the fucking order, because I'll tell you what, when we get take care over this fucking place, we will have access to our nuclear arsenal, and fucking shit is gonna stop. We are going to live in peace and be left alone, or fucking we'll blow this goddamn whole fucking planet up. We will not. I'd rather blow it up and walk as a goddamn slave upon it. Remember that. The Women's Right Network submitted Freedom of Information Act FOIA request to British police forces asking if they would require female detainees to be let biological males, trans officers, strip search them. 35 said they would. Weak people. Five, do that to you, just one of my family, you fucking pricks. Five offered unclear responses, and three did not respond. Only one said they had not implemented such a policy with the remaining forces, saying the policy was under consideration. Well, you better re-fucking consider if you try to do that in the United States of these Americas. You fuck with a man's fucking wife, man. You goddamn fucking touch her. You'll be followed home, son of a bitch. And the man ain't going to give a fuck. When you walk out, he's going to put one right through your fucking head and not give a shit and then shoot it out with the rest of you pricks. Get that through your fucking head. We're done with you. Most of the forces base their strip search policy on self-identification rather than legal gender change. Despite this having no standing in law, the same policy allows biological male detainees claiming to be women to assist a female police officer searching them. You see, this is 1%. Always keep that in mind when we're talking about this. 1%. It's standing up here and they're trying to shove down our throat. We're going to regurgitate it back up and we're going to shove it down your fucking throat. And then we're going to put a rope around it so it stays down real good. And we're going to stretch your fucking neck. Police women will be forced to comply and strip search men. No fear of disciplinary action and loss of their jobs. The WRN warned, try it, motherfuckers. Well, I guess you can do what you want to in Britain because there's a monarchy. But it's up to the people of fucking Britain. Like the fella playing the piano, I mean, he talked a good game. But we're way past the talking. It's time to start pounding, shooting, and killing the fucking enemy that is... They've declared war on us. They've said they're going to kill us. They are killing us. How many have they killed with their fucking COVID lie? How many are dead? How many of your loved ones are dead? I got three I can fucking count. In addition, a number of forces said they would punish women who resisted being strip searched by men. You try it here, you motherfuckers. I dare you. I fucking dare you. Avon and Somerset police said a woman objecting to a search would find herself having a crime recorded if her refusal was deemed to be based on discriminatory views. Fuck you. If your men over there in fucking England don't start killing these son of a bitches, they touch your women like that and you let them do it, you're cunts. Plain and simple. Leicestershire police said that if the detainees object to being searched by an officer staff member based on the detainee's perception that the officer is trans, then this could be challenged. And if the circumstances amount to it, then the incident is to be recorded as a hate incident. Well, I hate your fucking guts. I'm a fucking hating motherfucker, man. I don't think I got any, a little bit of love for my family, my people, a little bit. Rest is pure fucking hate. And I hate with a goddamn intensity you cannot fucking imagine. I hate you motherfucking goddamn monarchies. I hate you motherfucking corporations. I hate you motherfucking treasonous dog fucking bastards that they're calling, that you're trying to call yourself a government when you're a fucking corporation. I hate every fucking one of you. I hate your fucking guts and liver. Got it? And I'm going to continue to hate you until you are destroyed, until you no longer exist upon this planet. Anyways, guys, I've just about had enough, I think. If I can get back to where I was. Okay. Alrighty then. Anyways, another day, I mean, I should have played fucking Waste of Days, as it meant. We're wasting fucking time. We're wasting valuable fucking time. And this shit, like with Abbott and stuff, this is all about you fucking getting suckered into another fucking foreign corporate fucking election that isn't goddamn, I mean, it's a fucking, it's a crime. It's a crime to participate in it, to knowingly know what you're doing and participate. You are committing treason and sedition against your people and against our law. Unregister to vote. Let them know you're done through, you're through talking and start fucking doing something. I mean, start fucking shooting. That's what you're supposed to be doing right now, in case you didn't know it. Anyway, fucking stand up and have some balls. That's a word from the trenches.
Here I come.